Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Mike. Today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. When you shop Amazon, please shop through the show. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon for all your online shopping needs.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bee-lee-lee. Bee-lee-lee, bee-lee-lee-dee, bee-lee-lee. Yes, it's a nervous day.
There's no energy in the studio.
It's a nervous day today. No. It's a nervous day today.
Do you know what you did? You did something for the first time.
Baby doctor visit, it's a nervous day today.
Woo. 20 years we've been working together. Yeah. Quite literally, more than 20 years. You said something to me today you've never said today before. You said, you must be kind to me today.
Yeah, and you asked me that as well.
I think reality is set in. I think the reality of it, and perhaps I have compartmentalized my emotions during this pregnancy.
Well, it's only been 9 months.
Today, and I think I've done I think the ratings are showing I'm doing a super job of it.
I'm Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown and Irv Harrigan. And so today is a day that is just got off the phone with Mrs. O'Mara.
Uh-huh.
And
your mom?
No, this is Mrs. Carla O'Mara.
Oh, your wife.
Yes, my wife.
She's hyphened her name, though.
She had her weekly OBGYN appointment.
Right.
She is feeling very good.
Good.
The health of the baby, the heartbeat is very good.
That must make you feel like $1 million.
She is still 1.5 dilated, which is not a lot, but
on the way to 10, Oscar.
Yeah, she shouldn't be driving. Clearly.
She had a process done that is called being swept, which I won't go into the details.
We
but
tried to get you to.
That was the All-Star game, right?
And then Pony goes to like a website and starts reading me the details of the procedure.
Did you find
I did not want to hear.
Did you find it as upsetting as I did how fast he found the details, like he might have been there before?
He is, incidentally, happy birthday, Pony.
Oh, is it your
happy
birthday?
Happy birthday. And yeah, it's his birthday.
Wow, look at him.
Has anyone else in the studio given him a gift?
No.
Oh, no, you gave him a gift?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Oh, you're really
so
nice.
Pony,
the gift of cash from your account.
Wow.
So
Pony,
much.
You are.
Is that a group gift?
It's a group gift.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
So he's 30?
Yeah, and I
inches
think
around.
Delicate here. Last night on the couch, we were talking about Pony's birthday, and this is from.
It wasn't on Facebook. How did you know?
Because I think Oscar received an email that he passed along to me, and so may I please say. Tuna fish, tuna fish, tuna, tuna, tuna fish. I love to have a big old can of stinky tuna fish. Hey, Pony Boy likes the tuna fish song. Hey, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Could I
happy birthday, dear Pony. Hey, happy birthday to you.
Could I add
it's
one?
It's all new Grease Man Show. I'm doing my morning show at night.
Can I add one greeting to that?
Sure.
You know, Pony, there are differences between sailboaters and power boaters.
Bluda bladder, bluda bladder, bluda bladder. Drive carefully today, Pony, because you might run into a lawman.
And if you have some free time at the end of the day, maybe you could go out looking for some ugly women.
Pony is a Grease Man fan, and
I had
there's
no
nothing
idea.
Wrong with that at all, because Grease Man is a talented guy. I will tell you that when Don and I used to do the afternoon show, and they did put the Grease Man on at night, and I listened to him every single night of the week, that was one funny mofo. That act,
consistent.
To me, one of the great American original radio shows, and you know, it was funny. Did he step on his thing? Yes, he did, a bunch of times. But the fact is, you know, back in the day, you know, he could do the...
You know,
I mean, yeah. Come on. Yeah. It worked.
Yeah, you know. And you know what?
Here's the thing. I liked Grease Man. It was that certain element of his listener base.
You didn't share a lot.
Hey, Grease.
Yeah.
Remember we used to screw with him?
Yeah.
Pony, when we used to do the afternoon show and Grease Man came on after us, he would start getting his participatory phone calls
early.
That would come in early during our show as we were winding down. And of course, when you wind down a 4 or 5 hour radio show, you get a little euphoric rush. You know, your work day's over and things
little,
are winding down.
Might be a little crispy.
And you're a little crispy too. You're a little punchy. And so when the Grease Man's calls would come in, yours truly would see them coming in, and I would amuse all the boys in the studio. by taking the calls as the Grease Man, because Doug Tracht, a.k.a. the Grease Man,
right,
was not only a really funny broadcaster, but he was a very nice person.
He was.
And patient
with his callers.
Yeah, he was patient with his callers, and he was very nice to them. So I went kind of the opposite route, where I'd say, hey, hey, it's the all-new Grease Man show. Hi, who's on the blower? And somebody would call, and inevitably, everybody, it seemed like, Rob, everybody would... on that line, we go, hey, Grease.
Hey, Grease.
And what would you do?
I'd say, hey, F you.
But he wouldn't say
I wouldn't say F.
He wouldn't say F.
I don't have time for you, a-hole. And people would be incredulous because it wasn't like the Grease Man said, hey, Grease, what are you talking to me like that? What are you even calling me for, ass?
And I remember one time it was, why don't you better yourself?
That is a little behind the scenes fun that we would do. Why don't you better yourself, sir?
I have some
you
of Grease's
low life.
For anyone who's a fan of the Grease Man, I think you'll enjoy this. Okay. This is actually one of his old elements that we used recently.
This is for.
We have so many maggots.
We have so many maggots. We have so many maggots. We have maggots on the line.
We have so many maggots, etc.
So do you have the tuna? We don't have the tuna song though, unfortunately.
No, but you did a great job.
Yeah, I think you did a fine job.
Did that in any way work for you, Pony?
It worked in every way.
Okay, very good.
He got teary-eyed.
You know what? That creeped me out.
He got teary-eyed.
Now,
with
that said, the subject of Pony Boy came up. My wife, God knows how she's motivated, very fond of Matt Bloom.
What's not to like?
Just likes the kid. He just likes having him around. He's, you know, he's a good energy around here. He's a nice kid. And so...
Doesn't take up a lot of room.
Listen, she's not drinking. And so last night on the couch, I said, well, you know, it's his birthday. And she and I said, we ought to do something nice for him. And I have been given permission by the Mrs. O'Mara that if we want, we can bring in some adult entertainment for his birthday.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That would be excellent.
Anybody wants to do that.
Maybe even on the day of the birth of your child, we could bring a stripper into your home.
All I know.
That's when worlds collide.
Worlds are colliding, but I'm not going with the most recent development in the baby. I'm going with what was said to me last night that we can go ahead and do that. So somebody make it happen.
Okay.
You have permission to give him the address and bring him in at the beginning of a show.
Okay.
You know, if you can get that kind of entertainment at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, well, they're usually still up.
Hey, we got it in morning drive. So.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah. Ingus.
But the you know, being where we are, I would really love to upgrade. You know, I understand. Do you remember years birthday strippers that we would get that same?
There was the one
of stripper.
There was one blonde that
one like showed up for like six birthdays in
a row. Yeah.
With all of her toothless.
I didn't like when I got to know them by a first name basis.
Yeah, and they were always like,
yeah, hi Mercedes, how you doing?
Oh, stop it! Don't say names. Don't say names.
The cream of the crop.
Probably not her real name.
Right.
Is always hard to get, I think, before noon.
Yeah, you're right.
Though, I will say that the best experience is when you're on at night.
Right.
Because they're going to you before they go to work. So they've done all their work for their regular job.
You know what? Here's the thing. Here's what I think we should do.
A night show.
I don't want it in the house.
I think that's
my
a good
wife
idea.
Was cool. She was being nice, but I wouldn't mind taking our boy out.
Yes,
to you know, an afternoon.
Maybe in Glover Park.
Maybe an afternoon. Yeah, you know what? Maybe Glover Park.
Yeah.
Let's go visit Oscar's neighborhood.
Shall we?
Yes.
In the next couple of weeks, Pony, it's my treat, and we will take you for an outing, an afternoon outing.
Yeah.
Close,
businessmen
close to Oscar's house. We'll do a business lunch.
Yes,
and we'll do a business.
Will you announce
lunch.
It clearly enough that it could be almost like a meet and greet?
No.
Or will it be a surprise?
No.
You're such an ass.
I'm just trying to figure out where
wrong
we stand.
With you?
Everything in the world.
Yeah, it could probably be a meet and greet.
Might be fun.
Yeah.
These are the people
so are
in
you
your neighborhood.
A good guys meet and greet like
maybe not good guys. There's the new place.
No.
You gotta go.
I did some intel.
Gotta go with the American original. So you know, I think the good
guys, the only strip club I've ever sat on the curb in front of because I was just too tired.
This is going to be difficult.
I'll make a few calls.
There's no way I can do it in the next 2 days, so we're going to have to do it
next
week.
I wouldn't think so.
We're going to have to do it in the next week.
I wouldn't advise leaving PW County in the next 2 days.
All right, whatever. Okay, Clancy. Right,
Mike, just to be fair.
Yes.
You're going to look your wife and your newborn son in the eyes and say, look, it's been real. Daddy's got to go work in the next week.
This is a business lunch.
Okay.
Let's do it. Okay, here. I'll be realistic. Yeah. We will do it before the end of July.
Perfect.
Fine.
We will do it before the end
Bingo.
Of July. And I think the time is right. We will schedule it. We'll do it like within 24 hours.
If everybody,
tomorrow's the day.
Be ready to go at a moment's notice.
Absolutely.
Like
Should
a
we
fire
all wear
drill.
Suits?
What's that? No, hell no.
Well,
no,
it's a business lunch.
It's also 117 degrees outside. We should and I'm not all putting wear... on a suit to go to that place.
What we should do, Mike,
might
is...
as well be, the only suit I'll wear in that place may be a bathing suit.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
But now that I'm an old... I'm beginning to notice some advantages to putting on a few extra years. The first one is you never have to carry anything heavy ever again. Everybody wants to help an old. If you got a big suitcase or something like that, you know, you just kind of go like this a little bit. You say, yeah, could you help me with this? Say, yeah, hey, how far are you going? Indianapolis. Another nice thing about getting old is you can leave any social event early just by saying you're tired. Just turn to the person next to you and say, geez, I'm getting tired, you know? Oh, you're tired? Come on, Grandpa's tired. Grandpa's going to bed. Someone else says, but it's 7:30 in the morning. There's always one in the family. You can even make believe you have Alzheimer's disease. That's a lot of fun. You look around the dining room table and you say, who are you people and where's my horse? Then you stare at your eldest son and say, Agnes, I haven't seen you since First Communion. They don't know how to handle it. Takes them a week to get over that. And they start listening to you a lot more carefully from then on. So don't be afraid to get old. It's a great time of life. You get to take advantage of people, and you're not responsible for anything. You can even in your pants.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from Studio 1K in the Fiberplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded worldwide 18 million times, and we are powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Today's show is brought to you by Personal Capital. I have told you about the amazing new application, Personal Capital. With just one click on one screen, you can see your net worth, you can see your assets, and more importantly, you can track how you are doing. Knowledge is power, and this is a wonderful application because it gives you that knowledge, it gives you that power, and it does so in such an efficient and easy way. With Personal Capital, you'll know what you have, how it's doing, and most importantly, how much it's costing you to manage it, because with this knowledge, you can retire earlier. Better than all that, Personal Capital has money managers that are working for reasonable wages. In many cases, people that manage your money charge way too much.
That's right.
Shocker. Mm. At Personal Capital, their money managers charge much less for the same service and expertise. Because of that, you keep your hard-earned money, retire faster. That's the most important thing. Go to personalcapital.com/TMOS for a free trial and start taking control of your money today. Know what you have and retire sooner by clicking the banner ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com or going to personalcapital.com/TMOS. Yes, the big news today is the OBGYN who did a sweep. This is not like a drug sweep. And I don't want to go into the details of what this procedure is.
But it escalates things.
Women may know that there's a, you know, use your imagination.
Yeah.
Okay? There was a bit of a
sweep. She went to the
doctors. And the OBGYN, who is also a woman, indicated to my wife.
Will this be the week of the royal birth, the world excitedly awaiting?
At the OBGYN indicated to Mrs. O'Mara that when she had that procedure done, the baby came within 48 hours.
Wow.
Like the TV show.
You were quite literally, well, not literally because it would be too messy, but you were bouncing off the walls when I walked in today.
Yeah, I'm wound up. I'm wound up.
You should be, though.
Yeah, I'm wound up.
It's
about
a good
it.
Energy.
Yeah. It's a good energy, and it's really, as I mean it, I've compartmentalized. I've kind of like chugged along, and you know, now I'm thinking, my brain is just moving at such a fast pace right now. I'm thinking about delivery rooms, and you know, thank God that our wonderful little life that we have.
Yeah.
Everything is like within walking distance.
Well, for you,
I could walk. Yeah.
You walk from Glover Park.
It's not always. It's not always going to be like that.
I know.
It's not always going to be
like
that.
Side of 66.
I can't afford to keep this house. It's not always going to be like that, Rob. Don't worry about it. So
you're all crashing in my place.
If I went next to my neighbor Rod's place and walked through his backyard, and he'd go, "What are the O'Maras doing?" I probably
drinking again.
I probably within 2 minutes could walk to the hospital.
You could cut through a yard and get to the hospital?
I think if I really wanted to. I've never tried it, obviously, but I think I could. And you know
the
where
the prison
it
is closer.
The prison is closer.
But the hospital is accessible.
Yeah, well, I'm around services. Well, I said, put my house next to a prison and put it next to
for visiting
a hospital.
Well, that's what sold you when you bought the house.
Yes, the
proximity.
The proximity to the detention center was paramount.
Now, we have, we're very different in many ways, but we are both people that compartmentalize, and we're both emotional guys. We let ourselves be emotional.
Yes.
In the past 24 hours, have you cried?
No.
No. Do you think you will in the next 24 hours?
You know, I don't know.
Because it creeps up on you.
I get emotional about weird things. That's the only thing. Things catch me by surprise. Yeah. And, you know, it's just it's something that I'm really looking forward to. And I'm worried, like any expectant father. I just want to make sure everybody's happy
healthy.
And healthy. And
yeah.
That's all.
You but know, a great that's, report that's today. That's what this is about. That was awesome.
Yeah, but she's emotional. And rightly so. She has been. I said this to my lovely wife. I said, you have been. You are allowed to have your emotional moments.
God,
because you have been a rock during this pregnancy. Mm-hmm. You have done very, very well. And when she goes and gets poked and prodded, she doesn't dig it like a lot of women don't.
Men don't like it.
I love it.
So she
went out. Do it again. Be sure, doctor.
Had that done. I know that you have some sort of quiz.
I do.
That you wanted to give me
today. It's the way, Mike. Hold on. Here's the music. What's your new father IQ?
Oh, God. Here's
nice music choice again.
You don't like this?
There's Rosemary's Baby. You are such a sick
I'm
app.
Sorry. I've got something better. Here we go. Okay. Baby, baby, sweet baby. Yeah. All right. Here we go, Mike.
Wait, what drew you to this? I knew that you were doing something like this, but what was the impetus for this?
Carrie said, wouldn't it be funny to see what Mike knew about being a father?
Wow.
Now, you know I am a father.
I know, and you've done it twice before quite well.
Yeah, and but my other youngest, you know, my soon-to-be middle child.
Yeah, middle.
Is really doing something exciting that I want to talk about. It's very, very cool.
Really?
And she's kind of into it. And
Starting a podcast?
This is going to benefit. This is going to
it's just a joke, Mike. Just a joke.
It's going to benefit all of us.
Good.
It's going to be terrific.
Can I quickly mention
and it'll
something?
Be on the More Network.
You're self-professed.
Yes.
You're a part-time father.
Yes.
Now it's going to be full-time, baby.
Yeah, no dodging it.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, you know, I was full-time when my other babies were born, too.
Right.
So I've done the baby thing.
How long full-time?
Let me see. Probably, they were in that toddler range. What are you asking me that for? A-hole?
You want to get back to the
awkward
quiz?
Awkward personal question.
Back to the quiz.
Jesus, I'm not on this. This isn't the Big O and Duke show.
Mike?
All right, I'm ready.
How long should you let your newborn cry at night before responding to the cry?
Well, I know this.
Probably 10 minutes.
5 to 10 minutes is incorrect. Ooh. I'm sorry. The answer we're looking for here is immediately.
Oh. Are you saying newborn?
That's what the question was.
Oh, that's right.
No, I'm sorry. I you're absolutely right. Newborn right away.
Because
newborns are all it's all
it's
needs.
Impossible to spoil a newborn,
right.
And it just installs a sense of security.
Leave that quiz with in the studio.
All right.
Leave that quiz with me after the show is over.
Does it say anything about a Red Sox game and an up to bat?
Mike, how many times does the average newborn eat? How many times a day does the average newborn baby eat?
I'll say 8 times a day.
You know what? Just like a disc jockey, 8 to 10 times a day.
Hey!
Exactly.
Oh, look at that.
Very good.
How about that?
It varies, that is the average.
Thank you, everybody. I'm here all week.
That's
all right.
One for Mike.
Oscar, I think you'll enjoy this one.
Please.
What is the standard advice on how long after childbirth you should wait until you and your wife can have sex again?
Boy, that I know that's
and
important.
Also, I want you to know, it has everything to do with her complying with your wishes. Don't do it against her will.
I think I would say 2 to 3 weeks.
Most experts say 6 weeks.
6 weeks,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but all Carrie right. said 8 years.
I got that one wrong.
What's the
6 weeks?
6 weeks.
Okay.
6 weeks.
You're down one, by the
a
way.
A cycle and a half.
But yeah, if something happens where it's a cesarean section, it can be much faster.
Yeah, but they get the scar.
Your current score is -1.
Okay.
When is the best time to start reading to your baby? Reading to the baby.
Probably immediately.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
It's never too soon.
Thank you.
Even.
After birth, and not the afterbirth, but following birth, what is the best way to treat the umbilical cord? With baby shampoo, rubbing alcohol, or leave it alone? The umbilical cord, you see what'll happen, Oscar, it'll dry up and almost look like a bacon bit.
Well, I mean,
really?
The umbilical cord, you, what are the choices? The choices
are
not correct.
Don't you hang it on a tree?
Treat it with alcohol, wash it with baby shampoo, or leave it alone.
Treat it with alcohol.
Treat it with alcohol was traditionally the answer until a few years ago. Now doctors say leave it alone and let it fall off on its own.
All right, I'll leave it alone. When I would, when my babies were little, it was alcohol.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
And the umbilical cord is like where you cut it, it's tied up. It's the belly button, and it's all bloody. That's the where the baby's been getting its food.
I've noticed that, though. I mean, clearly, but when they tie it up, they don't clean it off at the hospital?
Well, they clean it up, but it's going to stay there for a long time. It'll eventually look like a little piece of a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
And really?
And it's a wound. It's a wound because that's when you cut the cord. That's where the cord is attached.
Now, let me ask you
why we have belly buttons,
Oscar. I remember finding Robert's. It was really gross.
You found
it? Because it fell off.
Oh, the whole thing.
Yeah, it was delicious, though. Mm-hmm.
If you have a dog, usually that'll take care of that.
Linus, drop that.
It's true.
Beluga.
It's true. Thank you.
So did he get that right or wrong?
He got that right. No, he got that wrong.
Okay.
He would have been right 5 years ago.
Okay.
Negative one.
All right, negative one.
All right. What is the safest place in the car for your new baby to ride? And you should know this because the car seat has already been installed.
We have the car seat installed, and the car seat is behind the passenger side, and that's where they put it. They didn't put it in the middle.
Facing which way?
Facing the baby facing to the back of the car.
Exactly right. Thank facing you. Backward, back seat.
Thank you.
What should you, Mike O'Mara, disc jockey Mike O'Mara, bring your wife when she breastfeeds? What should you always bring your wife when she breastfeeds?
That's easy. A camera.
You're into that.
That's absolutely. What should I always bring her?
What should you always bring a breastfeeding mother?
A glass of Cabernet.
You're close.
No, let me answer seriously. What should you always bring a breastfeeding mother? A blanket.
A glass of water. Because hydration remains important since she's providing for two.
I was going to say a mop.
Man.
Oh.
It's so nasty.
Yeah, you know, until she gets
good at it anyway. Someday. I can't wait till you're next.
Now, does she plan to breastfeed? This is straying from the
script.
Yes,
absolutely.
Make sure she is not worried to tears by the lactation nurses.
We have a listener who has already come to the house.
Really?
A lactation consultant who was very kind to Carla, and they wanted me in the room, and I respectfully declined.
Yeah.
That's just not what Daddy wanted. Daddy didn't want to see that.
She came over and brought cottage cheese, ice cream.
Cottage cheese.
Delicious things.
Like
Parmesan.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, stop.
Delicious dairy foods. This one's going to break your heart.
All right.
This one will break your heart. At what age do most babies sleep through the night? At what age do most babies sleep through the night?
This is a good question.
And so the answer is not one he'll like.
I'm going to say probably 18 months.
Wow. No, 9 months.
9 months.
Nine months. Although Julia did it 2.5 months, and I think Robert at 6. We were very lucky.
That's cool. Yeah. I'm down with that. I know that kind of stuff I expect.
You're right, down. Negative
fine.
Two.
Yes, I am.
What is the safest position for babies to sleep in?
Oh, now there's the controversy because that's gone back and forth.
Right, but the current answer.
On their backs.
That's exactly right because that is the safest way to avoid sudden infant death syndrome. Let them sleep on their backs.
Thank you very much. So,
all right.
How am I doing? Am I even yet?
Negative one.
Still negative one?
Yes.
I know you live at the website for the American Academy of Pediatrics.
Of course I do.
What is their current stance? And this applies to you. Well, not you, but your child. Circumcision. How do they stand on circumcision?
They are for circumcision.
They leave it up to the parents.
Yeah. Oh, you know, there's been controversy about that. We're not having a fire hose. We're having a helmet. We're having a helmet.
You want it to look like dad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 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 Because really, I think.
And dad's coworkers.
Right. And. Yes, sir.
A 1 week old baby.
I'm even now, right?
You're even.
I'm even.
A 1 week old baby.
Yes.
Sleeps about this many hours a day. How much does a 1 week old baby sleep per day?
I know.
18 hours.
You know what? I can't give it to him. 16 and a half.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They will maybe even stretch at length of 4 to 5 hours at a time, though. Enjoy
I really do want you to leave that quiz with me.
I will. A newborn has a fever if their temperature is at or above what? What does a fever qualify for a newborn baby?
99.
The answer we're looking for, 100.4. They're running a little hot.
Know that.
A little hot, but that'll save you a trip to the ER, perhaps.
Okay, very good.
What are you doing when you swaddle a baby? Swaddle, S-W-A-D-D.
You're wrapping the baby in a blanket.
Yeah, and you know that's correct. He gets one for that. Do you know why you swaddle a baby?
You swaddle a baby because that makes the baby feel comfortable, like it was in the womb.
I was an excellent swaddler.
Oh, you were? Of course you were. I'm not.
Oh, no, you will be.
No, I won't be. I'm not because I wasn't before. Am I even
You're
again?
You're now even.
Thank you.
Want me to help you with the swaddling?
Yeah, I'll let you help.
I don't even
swaddle.
Know what
we'll need is swaddling is you take the baby and the baby's arms can flail all over the place and they can scratch their face because they do have little fingernails and stuff like that. So you swaddle the baby to make the baby feel safe and you swaddle the baby.
Oh, you're like wrapping up in like a burrito.
You wrap it like a burrito.
Yeah,
and actually, absolutely. Doctors will tell you the tighter the better. Nice. Babies dig it.
Why is it always Latin food with you?
If your baby, I said it was like a cabbage roll.
Right.
I went Polish.
Incidentally, based on my checking of our various social networking outlets, the listeners are enjoying this segment. They're for some reason they're into
they're
this
into
whole
it.
Baby thing.
Yeah.
People are into
Exciting.
Babies. You know.
All right.
Not having any more.
No.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, you know, accidents happen.
Oh, shut up. All right.
If your baby has a Moro reflex, that's Moro. If your baby has a Moro reflex, should you call your pediatrician?
Nope, I call Marcus Serta.
No, but do you know what? Hey, has your baby ever been circumcised?
Everything's going to be fine. Hey, man. Hey, did you just say something to me that I completely ignored because I wanted to talk?
I'm drinking moonshine and ginger ale. Mike, what should you do if your baby has a Moro reflex?
A Moro reflex?
M-O-R-O.
Reflex. I don't know.
Actually, don't worry. That is the normal name for when a baby is startled. A loud noise will cause them to jump, and that's called the Moro reflex.
Wow. All right. Now I'm going to get all choked.
The
up.
Baby's umbilical cord will usually fall off when they are how old?
3 weeks.
3 to 4 days. 3 to 4 weeks. You're right. I'm
sorry. 3 to 4 weeks?
No, no, hold it. No, no.
Oh, come on. Well, what is it, Rob?
Hold it. I'm sorry. Yes, 3 to 4 weeks. You do get that. Very
Thank
good.
You.
Very good. Well done, Mike. You did well on that.
Is
and
that
I apologize.
It?
No, there's two more.
Okay, I'm ready.
Why?
What am I? Am I down?
You're even.
I'm even. I want to finish plus.
Your
really
baby
do.
Should not lie in one position too long because of the risk of what? What is your baby at risk of if it stays in the same position too long?
Oh, I actually know
we
this.
We can actually, I can give you multiple choice if you like.
No, let me think.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, give me multiple choice.
Multiple choice. A, developing a flat head.
Mm-hmm.
B, sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS.
Right.
C, shaken baby syndrome. Or D, developing a stiff neck, or as I like to call it, torticollis.
SIDS, I think, if the baby, no, wait.
Bed sores.
No, that's
a stiff neck?
War. What's your final answer?
Stiff neck.
No, I'm sorry. The answer is...
He conjured me there.
A flat head.
A flat head.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Julia didn't have hair on the back of her head until she was like one.
Right.
It just all wore off.
Yeah, well, in your case, we all know you had a separate crib for your head.
That's right. That's two rooms. It was more of a suite. After a baby is breastfeeding, what should you supplement the diet with?
What should you what?
Supplement the diet of a breastfeeding baby. What should you supplement it with? Water, diluted apple juice, formula, or none of
that
the above.
That is easy. That is Louisiana barbecued shrimp.
Delicious.
Yes, sir.
Final answer?
No. What is it again?
Supplemented with water, diluted apple juice, formula, or none of the above.
Ooh.
I'm going to say diluted apple juice.
No, none of the above.
Oh,
all right.
So I'm down
Mother's
with
milk
three.
Is perfect.
Okay.
Okay. If someone describes your baby as being backwards, that means that they are what?
Oh, boy. If they backwards from
West Virginia.
Hey, how you doing, Pony Boy? Happy birthday, West Virginia.
Hey, baby, backwards. I hit my mouth on the microphone.
Backwards. I have no idea.
Baby being backwards means it sleeps more during the day and is awake more at night.
Okay, that's
you need
a
to
mommy
work
term.
On the schedule.
It's a fat mommy term.
Oh, my goodness.
The baby's backwards.
He's turned the game into something negative.
I'm sorry.
I hold in
I'm
my hand.
I'm done with this quiz.
I hold in my hand the final question.
Here we go.
All right.
Are you ready?
All right. Whatever.
During the first week of life, the average baby will experience this amount of weight gain.
Is this a percentage or an amount?
Percentage. During the first week, the weight changes by this much.
Think about last week.
The first. I'm going to say 20%.
Up or down?
They gain 20%.
The correct answer is during the first week of life, the average baby will lose 5 to 10% of their birth weight. So that is 20 down.
Quiz.
Let us reset the board and go to
God.
Dorothy Kilgallen. And that is your boss. I think you're going to do fine.
Mike, your final score is -4.
Yeah. I'm father of the year,
you're
baby.
Ready, baby. You're ready.
Father of the year.
Woo! All right. We'll take a break and... going to talk about a tale of two broadcasts when we come back. And also, don't miss Trash Day in a Manassas household. We'll be right back at the Mike Boy Show. When you feel down and out,
You're on Pop.
Welcome back. The Mike O'Mara Show. I started it today.
Yes.
I'm back on the Wait Not program.
I brought you your Dasher Ball.
The Dasher Ball is fantastic.
Awesome.
What he's talking about is they give you the water bottle. They give you all the monitors you need to check how many paces you're walking every single day. This is the bottom line with Wait Not. We've talked about it before. This is the gold standard as far as healthy, rapid weight loss.
The
Rob
best.
And I have been there.
The
and,
best.
You know, and the fact is that the thing that makes the Wait Not program a motivational tool as well as a healthy way to lose weight is you see the results, and you see the results quickly. I'm on what's called the Jumpstart program, which is a two-day fast. That's how you start this thing. And it's so amazing to immediately see some results. And
I bet you can't wait till tomorrow morning because you'll be down tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. And I'm just looking forward to it. And we're so happy with Paul and everybody over at Weight Not because they are constantly monitoring the program. They're monitoring the people on the program. And what they're doing is they're making little adjustments continuously. It's always in a state of dynamic flux because they will tweak it here, they will tweak it there, and it's always improving.
It is.
That's what I love about the Wait Not program as well. You've got great people over there that are at the phones all the time, and you can talk to them, and they can hold your hand through this. You can also go to the Wait Not Facebook page and check out the success stories and see the people that have really turned a corner and turned a corner in their own personal health,
yep.
which I need to do, and I'm not an idiot. I look in the mirror, and I know I need to do that, and I'm really excited to do it once again.
Like
and
a newborn, Mike, I hope that you lose 5 to 10% of your body weight this week.
Thank you, Rob. There's a range of Weight Not programs to fit most any budget, and they'll have one for you. You can accelerate your weight loss based on the pace you like and your budget. My foot is firmly placed on the accelerator.
Awesome.
And it's real natural foods and no packaged meals, nothing artificial. Read those success stories. To find out more, visit WeightNot.com. Weight Not, show us what you're made of. They have been a long-term partner of the Mike O'Mara Show, and we are extremely proud to be associated with them, and we're extremely proud for all of our listeners
yes.
to have these magnificent success stories on Weight Not, and you should too. So, welcome back. A Tale of Two broadcasts. I mentioned this on Facebook last night. I'm a huge baseball fan. I was watching the All-Star game last night. As horrible as ESPN did with the Home Run Derby and the Chris Berman J-O-a-thon I have never been a Tim McCarver fan. I have never been a big Joe Buck fan. These guys went old school. And when I say old school, they went back to the great tradition of understated broadcasting.
Good.
And they were on it. And it happened to be a very, very special All-Star game. From the opening where they brought the players out, and then along the first and third base line, they brought out war heroes, people that had served their country
great.
And in many cases had horrible injuries, and they honored them. It just, from the word go, when you get a Red Sox fan to feel nostalgic and emotional about a Yankee relief pitcher,
right.
Skeletor, Mariano Rivera, you're doing something right. And it just was, this is why this All-Star game is the only one in professional sports that really
it's
is
worth the hype.
A great one. Because
and it carries value because of the home field advantage.
Something.
Yeah,
and it's a real game. It has changed the complexion. Whoever came up with that
and
idea.
And that was like, what, 5 or 6 years ago?
I think it was. And they play for home field advantage in the World Series. I would steal this for, you know, first of all, the Pro Bowl happens after the Super Bowl,
now,
so that's irrelevant.
You know sports better than I,
yeah.
believe it or not.
And you can't do it in football because they're out there killing each
right.
other.
Right, and baseball, is it the only All-Star game that happens mid-season?
I think they do it in hockey. They do it in hockey,
right.
too, and I think they do it in basketball.
All right.
The Pro Bowl, as of 2 years ago, was moved right before the Super Bowl, but it's that irrelevant that you wouldn't even think of it twice about
It's completely
it.
Yeah, irrelevant, yeah, yeah, yeah. and so that will never be. This is, you know, there's something about All-Stars and baseball that go together, and they just hit it out of the park. They had a moment. Mariano Rivera comes into the game. They know it's going to be his last All-Star game, and it was silence, and they let it just happen, and it was really just a blast.
Were you surprised? You know? Because Fox is normally the first network to muck stuff up.
No, I think as far as sports is concerned, Rob, I'm going with the
first class
ESPN.
Okay.
ESPN
right.
now is, you know, I go back when I turned officially on ESPN, I turned with The Decision, which was the LeBron James
right.
special
that.
They had with Stewart, I Am an Ass Scott.
Yes.
And it was just really, you know, they have always slowly but surely, what you guys probably don't even know is ESPN is in my backyard where I grew up.
Glastonbury,
I remember,
right?
A guy named Bill Rasmussen, mm-hmm, who started ESPN. I remember this. I remember this fledgling network. I have watched this network grow.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've also watched, and I mention this all the time, is I'm a sports fan. I love my sports, and I love watching the athletes. And sports, because of things like ESPN, has become more and more and more. It's not good enough. The athletic competition is not good enough. You have to make it all about. This is my deepest feeling about it. This should be on a sports station, but I'm not, and I don't want to be.
We had a chance.
Let me say this about the whole deal. With the advent of ESPN, with the advent of 24-hour sports talk, which is out there all the time, with the extra coverage of the superfan, with people painting their whole bodies and making it, is everybody around these elite athletes, who are a tiny little percentage, a speck of the population.
Right.
It's all about, we want to make it about us.
Yeah.
And I wish that would just stop. Mm. And I wish that, you know, I'm all over the place here, but I saw Al Roker the other day on the Today Show, and he's wearing that peach sport coat that he's got, and I'm like, dude, you're on TV.
Yeah,
you've already got the job.
And even with some of the baseball players that are wearing the, you know, the orange shoes last night, I think it was Adam Jones for the Orioles. It's like, dude, you got a close up. Millions of people are seeing you, and you know, and the whole thing with the tattoos and the adorning of themselves. Athletes have always been showboats and stuff like that, and the athletes can do it. What I don't like to see is the fans get more credit than they deserve.
Sure.
And the people that are covering the game
get more than they deserve. Mike, there's only so much juice in the orange.
Yeah.
And if you really want sports to sometimes fill 24 hours a day, mm-hmm, 7 days a week, you have to squeeze it so hard that it stops being what it started out being.
So the one great thing that ESPN brings to the table for me, and again, I'm not a purist like you are, I enjoy the 30 for 30 segments where they have stories about sports. And
now, the actual, you're talking about Sports Center, the pure.
Well, not just Sports Center. I'm talking about when they have like a documentary or Outside the Lines, when they talk about different issues in sports or different stories you may never hear about in your life.
But do you think there's a difference?
I'm really fine with that.
There's a difference when they are allowed to go in depth to a topic that deserves depth.
I love.
But the guy who wears a barrel at the Denver Stadium, I'm not sure that deserves depth.
But also when I'm watching a sports anchor who's on SportsCenter,
like Lindsay Zarniak,
who is ready to give me the lowdown. And Lindsay Zarniak, thank God, is more understated than some of the guys that have to do the endless shtick and make it patter. It's not funny. It doesn't, and it's just, I like my sports as pure as it can be. I really, and what they did with Mariano Rivera was just, in my opinion, old school. You just don't see it very often. And Joe Buck and Tim McCarver, shut up. They let him come in. They played a Sandman, and you know, the song from Metallica,
right?
That they always play at Yankee Stadium when he comes into the game. And they played it, and they didn't go to commercial break. And I think Neil Diamond had sung "Sweet Caroline" before that, and they transitioned right into that. Introduced Mariano Rivera. None of the other players on the All-Star team came out of the dugout.
Very cool.
They let him come out and stand on that stage, and I went, okay. And when you compare that to that cluster F last night with
2 nights ago.
But it's the same. It's what I want. I want to watch the guys. I want to see how they hit. I want to see why they hit it. You know, what type of swing they have.
Right.
And I've got Chris Berman going, Mike Piazza. Mike Piazza. You remember when that one's going to the Throg's Neck Bridge. Dip S. Complete a-hole. Really?
I think of all the sports, baseball has the greatest heritage, and it also is the classiest sport.
It's
great that they allowed it to be that way. And it's great for you, being a pure fan, that you can really... I was pleased that were happy with the All-Star game.
I'm ready, and you know, it doesn't hurt that my boys happen to be in first place.
That's true.
You know, and I'm just, you know, I'm kind of pumped up for the second half of the season, and you know, it's just...
When will they break your heart?
Probably this team.
Yes.
Probably no waiting. I think
right away.
I think, yeah. I think the Red Sox will be, you know, look, there's
before the All-Star break is over.
I love them. I'll follow them whether they win or lose. But I would say the Red Sox have a good chance of being out of first place by the time the umbilical cord falls off.
Yeah, we'll put that in the quiz.
That's the way
at what point do a newborn ruin Mike's chances for a World Series victory?
Exactly. I've been talking about this for a couple of days that I want to tell you that we are going to be a one-car family. That's going to happen. I'll tell you all about that. And Rob will talk about Comcast when we come back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by our Amazon page. Oscar was talking to me about Amazon just the other day, and we want to say thank you for with a lot of stuff going on regarding our show, to support us through the Amazon page. Mm-hmm. It is one of the engines that drives the Mike O'Mara Show. We thank you so much for your participation, and summertime is a great time to get involved with Amazon. Oscar got me two Amazon gift cards for my birthday.
Yeah,
it how nice of you.
I'm going to be burning those today, so I'm looking forward to that. Summertime gift headquarters. You'll find the toys of summer in Amazon's great outdoor sales event.
Buy yourself a portable air conditioner.
There you go.
Because the heat is outrageous.
It should be terrible. Today and every day, save money, support the show. Click Amazon at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We've got it right there. It's right at the top of our page. And please bookmark it and do all your shopping through our Amazon page. We thank you in advance.
Do it.
You had an issue with your...
My cable provider.
This is what I think of your life.
I'm you know, so that
everything constantly is hunky-dory and delightful for you, but you had a little issue with Comcast cable?
I spent about 6 hours with my provider last night, and it wasn't a pleasant visit.
6 hours?
Yeah, it started about six in the afternoon. Robert, what happened is my dad's wife got a new laptop.
Right.
And hers was about 5 years old, but it was a great laptop in its day. And Pony was nice enough to scrub it for me. And you know what? For a 10-year-old, it's about right.
I'm going
to
clean my laptop while you're doing
it. I think you should, Mike. I think it'll be nice. And so we got the whole thing ready. And I actually, for a Windows platform, I was amazed at how fast I was able to get it on my wireless.
Up and running, yeah.
I felt like $1 million. It's got the newer version of XP, but old operating system. But one
might not
that
be
I
able
know.
To live up to that one, pal.
Hey. If I don't remind you, who's going to?
Yeah, right. So I go. All I got to do now is get Robert his email synchronized with Outlook.
Yes.
Outlook. And I think I can do this. I've done this
what
before.
What sort of thing is that?
It's the email program that comes with XP Business, and it's a Microsoft Outlook. And all I want to do
what
is
XP Business?
That's the operating system of the computer.
Is this software?
It is software.
Ah, very good.
And it's installed in the hardware. And so
I
tried it 2 or 3 times. I just couldn't get it going.
You couldn't get your email synced to your son's computer.
His email synced.
Hey, mine works fine. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Be a dad in like 2 days.
So what was the problem?
It turned out that I couldn't get it to recognize the incoming server.
Oh,
no! So I call my provider, who has normally been very kind, and I wait for about 45 minutes and finally talk to a guy, and he says, I think I know your problem. Can you hold on? I said, absolutely. And then I hear, tick, 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 tick. Hung up one.
Disconnected.
Disconnected.
Did you think about calling Pony?
Thought about it. But I didn't want to disturb him. Uh-huh. I pay these people a lot of money every month to serve me.
And incidentally, I love them to death. But, you know, with that Pony call, that'd be 6.5 hours.
That's not fair.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Continue to call. Disconnect.
Oh,
finally, I get some guy. Now it's about 9:45. And finally, they say, we're going to connect you with our upper-level service department.
I didn't know they had one.
I said,
is that upstairs?
Fantastic. And every time I deal with people like this, I always ask, where are you right now? Geographically, where are you?
That's what he's all about. They don't want to say that.
No, and a lot of times, everyone that I dealt with the company was on the East Coast. But then when they sent me to my...
Doesn't it not seem like they're in those states?
Yes.
How you doing? We're fixing to fix your problem.
And so then I get Alistair.
Oh, that's an interesting name.
I said, Alistair, where are you?
I'm on a boat in the middle of the bay with a tiger. There's a tiger in the back of the boat under a tarpaulin.
And it is a man from India. Oh. He is an Indian man. Dots, not feathers.
We'll let it roll the whole time. I like it when we go deep on this.
Because it's mysterious.
Right.
And we go through it, and he tells me to do everything I've already done. He tells me to do it twice.
Would you like to disconnect your computer from the wall and the power source so you can make sure it's properly functioning?
Are you using their email exchange server?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And so I go on and on, and I say, this is all well and good. I've done everything you've asked me to do.
What did you say his name was?
Alistair.
Hello. My name is Alistair. Hello. Have you been following the royal baby?
Was India a colony at one point?
It was. Yes. Yeah. It was. Of course. I think it still is, isn't it?
No. Let me make very clear.
Is it near Siam?
Let me make very clear that India once was 100% British.
Yeah. Yes, the India, thank you. The India Tea Company.
That's right.
Of course.
Mr. Gandhi?
Gandhi.
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 I'm sorry, it's Gandhi.
I think it's Gandhi.
Yeah, it's Gandhi.
Mr. Gandhi, are you planning another one of your peaceful protests?
All right, so anyway,
I say, buddy, and I'm getting to take a little bit of a tone now, and you know what? I don't even know if the tone translates across the ocean, but I say, buddy, I've done everything you've told me to do. I've already done it three times. All I want is connect to the email. That's all I want.
There's no need for you to get so snarky.
He wasn't there yet. And what he said, maybe it would be better if I was able to remotely access your computer. And I said, that would be great.
That is cool. I like it when they reach into your computer and they can diagnostic thing it.
Close everything that you wouldn't want me to see. I
just turned diagnostics into a verb. Hey, could you diagnostic my computer?
Diagnose.
I said,
thank you.
I said, buddy, you go crazy. This thing has nothing on it. It was just scrubbed clean. Do whatever you do. Just get that email hooked up. I will be right back. And after about 5 minutes of watching the mouse bounce around on my screen,
I've discovered an unusual cache with a lot of pornography featuring Zoftic women.
Pony put it on there.
I don't understand.
Do you know about this, sir?
And he comes back and he says,
women who like to be bathed in a combination of...
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
He said, how are you running any sort of software protection or virus protection? I said, haven't done it yet. Just want to get the email.
Email, baby.
Yeah, this thing has been on the internet now for only 2 hours. I would have put virus protection on first.
Boy, I said, your heads up.
I said, great. I'm going to take care of it if you can just get the email synced. He said, okay. And so then he goes, I will be back. And he comes back and something pops up. He says, I have encountered 1,418 problems on your computer.
Oh, wow.
And I said, I got 1,419 problems because I still can't get the email.
Right.
He says, once we connect these problems, we will be able to connect and get your email. I said, is there any way to get at the email without correcting the problems?
Right.
And at this point, my tone is at such a way that my wife, my daughter, my son, and my dog have all gotten up and left the room.
Carrie's
because I'm
to the
yelling
kids,
to Carrie, India.
Carrie's saying to the kids, go upstairs.
Yeah, she is.
Your father's
can
upset.
Can he check his email if he just logs into like a web browser?
Yes, but don't you think if you have the software to have Outlook, you should be able to use it? And I had thought this after I'd been on it 3.5 hours, but I'm not going to piss away 3.5 hours.
You're not giving up.
No, I'm not giving up. And
well,
this
the
is
only
what
thing
Ross
I hear,
Durek stands for.
The only thing I hear is that, you know, that there's a little upset in this world, and you know that brings me a great deal of joy.
He's got the time.
Yeah.
Honest to God. Yeah, because I started at 6 o'clock, and I was ready to go.
Are you drinking during this?
I've had a couple drinks, but I've given up on drinking because I'm too pissed now.
Oh, that sucks.
And so
when they take you out of your drinking mojo because you're dealing with troublesome people.
This is where I get really mad at my provider, because he says, we can correct this. It will cost you a nominal fee. I said, no. No, it won't cost me a nominal fee.
Wow.
Because I own this email and I pay a fee every month. And he says, it will only cost you $100. I said, it will not cost me $100.
This one. You're getting into his wheelhouse now, making him spend money.
And I said, it will not cost me $100 and you will correct it. All I want is the email that I own. He says, you will speak to my supervisor. And I said, how much does that cost? And he says, I am not at liberty to comment on that. I said, why not? Why can't you comment on that? You were really fast to tell me it costs $100 to get my email. Please hold.
This is the classic Bombay buyback.
It is. Oh my it's God. Exactly what it is. And I get to the supervisor.
What was the supervisor's name?
I think it was the same guy.
Hey. So he goes, I'm going to put you on with my supervisor. Please hold.
Supervisor.
And he says, I am aware you do not want to pay a nominal fee to get connected to your email. I am advised that I can charge you $50. I said,
oh,
no!
Man, they're trying
no,
to rape you.
No, you can't charge me.
No.
And then I said, you will not charge me. He says, well, then we have reached an impasse. We are independent of this company, and we are a company that will charge you to do this. We can do this if you pay us. I said, connect me back to my provider, back in the United States.
Rob should pay every single penny. You know why, Mike?
Why?
Because Rob decides, and he has a choice.
Right.
Because we all use Gmail here.
Right, right.
Except for Rob.
Right, right.
Rob's still using AOL.com or whatever he's using.
Well, he's the great communicator.
Yeah, but no.
Send an email to Rob on a Friday night. You may get a response by Monday morning.
But it'd be well thought out.
That's right.
It will be a great email.
Yeah. So this man is still using an email he used from 10 years ago.
Because I have 10 years of contacts
that
know me by that email.
Have you ever heard of forwarding?
Yes, I have.
Forward emails.
Have you ever heard of piping down? Let me finish the story. So finally, they get me back to my local provider, and I get a guy.
Hi, local provider. How are you? Welcome back to the United States.
Actually,
how you doing?
I encountered all genres of people on this odyssey,
right.
And that music doesn't work this time because he said, it sounds to me like you've got portal trouble.
Oh,
and I said, really? Yeah, I think so. And he said, let's go through the website. Go to this website.
I don't have no music for that.
And he said, go to your website.
Yes.
And I said, good. And he walks me through. He said, let's try this. Let's try 110 and 495. Mm. And I said, you mean just those two numbers? He said, yeah, and untick the box under it. And this is just a guy.
So when you got back
sitting
to the
in
United
a room
States,
in Maryland,
when you got back to your provider, where did he know you were kind of pissed off?
I said, I started out with one of my, I played a big card. I said, Who can I speak to about disconnecting my relationship with this company?
There you go.
And then he says, well, there's no one in until 8 o'clock tomorrow that you can do that. Why do you want to disconnect your service with the company? I said, because I've been on the phone since 6 o'clock and da 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 da. I said, is there anyone who can help me with anything?
And did they farm you off to another person?
That's when I got the tech guy that knew what he was doing.
And if you get one tech guy that
that's
knows what
all
they're
you
doing,
need.
If you get one person.
The right guy.
And
the right
if I'd
gal.
Gotten this guy at the beginning, it was a 1.5 minute solution.
I have tremendous luck with the smart woman. And, you know, you'll go through like 20 different layers and then you get the smart woman, mm-hmm. and there's nothing better for customer service than getting it's just
someone
my own
that
personal
wants
preference.
To help.
Absolutely.
This guy was a little like a woman.
Right.
Thank you.
Now, I will stay with you. I just make sure that during this whole process, you don't give me any tree nuts. Because if you give me any tree nuts,
yes,
we're
going to
have a very difficult
Clay
time.
Clay Aiken fixed my internet.
But I will help you, but please, just slide the tree nuts over to the other side of the computer, sir, so the tree nuts vibe don't come through the phone.
But the next time I do have a few drinks and my drinking mojo is not disturbed,
right.
I will write a very sternly worded letter to try and get a free month of internet from my company.
Good for
but
you.
But really, watch out, because this is what they do. And I talked to my buddy Brad today. They farm you off to someone that's going to upsell
Rob,
you and
there's
should
like
I
three people listening right now that still use that email service.
Okay,
everyone
but
else
if,
is
okay.
using Gmail
but
or Yahoo.
If, okay, if it's not an email issue.
Yeah, Brad said, you know what you should do.
Yeah, that's right.
That's Brad.
Shoot him. Shoot the computer.
That's what you need to do, Rob.
There is a valuable,
Brad. I'm your buddy Brad.
There's a valuable lesson out of all of this.
Yeah, don't pay.
Yes.
Don't pay for something
don't
you shouldn't
pay.
Have to pay for.
Okay.
And they're going to farm you off to the, you know, Richard Parker.
My lowly piece of customer service was one-on-one.
Yes?
We called a local glass company that will go nameless. Because I'm waiting to see whether they... I'm out on
price.
Them.
You're not going
to
give them any
Oscar,
money.
Here's the deal.
Yes?
The advertising community has recognized the Mike O'Mara Show recently, and therefore I have been instructed by the powers that be that I have to be careful when I mention particular clients.
Mike,
that might be
everybody's our friend now.
That's right.
That
right.
red tape, man.
So the glass company that we called, which was a
Acme?
Big one.
Did you call the Acme?
Called the Acme Glass Company.
Of course.
Now listen, I have a pane of glass about 6 inches by 4 inches that goes from the sunroom into the regular house.
Okay.
I have a pane of glass that is broken, cracked, in the dining room.
That's the one Josh broke?
That's the one that Josh broke.
So he says. He
and does, I have
he,
another
He denies it.
That's
a
broken window.
Okay.
I was moving a box. You know, I don't know if he did it.
But box and backs.
Boy, there, nothing would make me happier than if he really owned up to it, if he did it. That would be he would elevate himself in my eyes.
What so, if he,
Josh, if you're listening to this, lie about it and say he did it.
He should admit to it. What if he fixed it for you?
No, I don't think he can.
I think he can.
I didn't think so. So anyway.
I was wondering if you had any caulk.
There is another roughly 6-inch by 4-inch pane of glass that's cracked in the room leading into the dining
room. Tiny little guys.
Total of 3.
Yes.
All right. So, Carla, God love her, on maternity leave, taking care of chores around the house.
She's nesting.
Calls the glass company, has the guy come out. And I'm like, oh, that'll be good. We'll get that fixed today. Because I think it's 3 tiny panes of glass.
Sure.
The guy rolls out and says, where's the problem? Takes out his little measuring tape. That's what he does.
Yeah.
This is what he does. Comes out, measures all 3 of them.
They're the measurer.
6 by 4. And I'm like, okay. And he said, all right, somebody will call you in a couple of days.
What?
I said, these are 3 panes of glass.
Little
I said,
guys.
I said, what's it going to cost? Yeah, you'll have to wait for the call. He said, can you ballpark it for me?
Nope. I'm used to dealing with auto glass, not this kind of glass.
Oh, boy.
And so someone will call us in a couple of days. They called us today. I looked at Carla. I said, 3 panes of glass. You know what it's going to cost us? $400.
Okay.
That was
your guess.
They called today. It's $399. And then they said, and we have to order the special tempered glass, which is bull S.
True.
And that will take 7 to 10 days.
They I know a guy.
Can lick my, you know a
I
guy.
I know a guy.
You know a guy.
Yeah.
Yay. Is he a member of the Bolivian glass conglomerate?
No, he's a good friend of mine.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a guy?
Yeah, he's a guy.
Oh, fantastic.
So I will see what he can do.
Well, you know, don't need a freebie here. I will pay him.
I swear
you could do this job.
I know, Rob, but I don't. Rob, those are old, like antique doors,
right?
And I don't want to mess around with them, you know. But I mean, the whole thing—it's like, can you believe 3 little panes of glass, and you can't even just say to me before you leave what it's going to cost? You have to, you know, farm it out to you.
And then it's
almost the mauling of America again.
It's $400. Is the guy you know? Is it Todd Moore? I know he likes a Windows.
No. It's not. It's not. Not Todd Moore. And I got that joke.
That's pretty. It was all right.
It was okay.
What are you reaching into your thing for? You're making me nervous. What are you pecking at over there?
It went to sleep, and I woke up my iPad.
Very good. Okay,
it was so sleepy.
My daughter is getting very serious about something, and I'm very excited. This is my youngest daughter, Elizabeth,
okay,
who is, I call yesterday, and I just periodically I'll pick up the phone, and I'll say, I'm reminding them, you know, almost every other day, now remember, when your father calls and your brother's about to be born, you come, drop everything, even if you're at work. They're such good little workers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I said, make sure you tell Howard that you come to the delivery room as soon as the Carla goes
they're
to
working
delivery.
At the, they're working at the Stern Show now?
Tell Howard. I'm sorry, Elizabeth. You can't leave. Don't leave May to go with him.
We need you to cut ad checks.
So I call 3 o'clock, and that's not like the dinner hour. So
right.
My daughters work at a restaurant. This is like the 4th time now that my daughter at 16 is apprenticing with
a pastry chef.
And I'll do anything for food.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Really?
That could be lethal.
Yes.
For you.
That is. It's a death trap.
It's just really, really cool.
That's amazing.
She could be the next Iron Chef.
That is so neat.
So I'm so cool.
She's way into it?
I'm kind of psyched that she's doing this.
Has she made anything for you yet?
No, and then now, no, she won't.
No.
I mean, that's
something you could look at.
I think it's kind of cool. This is my buddy Howard. You know the place I'm talking about. It's a very high-end restaurant. And it's a place where they do a lot of weddings and they do a lot of desserts, and it's just kind of cool that she's got that. I just think for a kid of 16, and you talk about their interests and what they're into, this is really a high level kind of deal that she's getting involved with.
Could be a business in college for her.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know with all the bakeries and stuff like that.
She could make the best pot brownies.
I just think it's okay. That's not.
How dare you, Rob?
That's not even funny.
That was
Oscar.
Actually hilarious.
No. I like the Windows joke better.
That is not kind. But I'm very, very proud of her. And
Was she doing as her apprenticeship? What is she doing when she helps out?
I spoke to the pastry chef. She put her on the phone. She's a fan of the show. And so I spoke to her.
Who's this on the phone? No, why are you bothering me?
It's a young lady.
Okay.
It's a young lady who's very, very nice. And I said, and what I love is at this particular place, whenever I get on with like the head chef owner out there, where I get on with the pastry chef. No. She said, hey, they want to talk to you.
Put him on the phone.
No, Elizabeth does this.
I need the duck.
They want to talk to you.
Be there around 5.
And Howard does the same thing. And the pastry chef gets on with me and goes, she's really, really awful.
And it's funny. And that's like the greatest thing you can say to me. Yeah, yeah. That's so cool. I just know the experience is so cool.
She did say,
though, when Elizabeth got her first opportunity to test run some cookies.
Right.
And she gave it the assignment to Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
Just one little element that was lacking.
What's
out of
that?
Sugar.
Oh, no.
Didn't put the sugar in.
Cookies need sugar, Oscar.
Yeah, but I'm proud of her. I really
that
am.
That is so cool.
And don't forget to check out also my gay cover page with Rob and Oscar on there.
Handsome.
Too. Yeah. Check it out. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'd like to talk to you about an experience I had. I saw a sign. I saw a sign by tomorrow.
Sign, everywhere is sign.
If you, this segment of the program is brought to you by Signs by Tomorrow in Manassas. If you're looking for an affordable and dramatic way to visually get your message to customers, then look no further than Signs by Tomorrow of Manassas.
For you streamers, Mike, point behind you.
There they
are. Because look, they did that.
Look what they did to this beautiful studio.
Fantastic.
And I undersold it to you when they came here.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was like old-fashioned paper hangers wrapping our entire studio. They do those kind of signs.
Well,
it's wonderful. It's terrific. A variety of signs and graphic services that will get your business noticed. Custom signs, digital printing, custom graphics. They do it all at Signs by Tomorrow. Signs by Tomorrow of Manassas can do everything. Indoor and outdoor signs. They can wrap your vehicles. They can do your trade show display, your booth, your event. All your sign needs. Give Kevin a call, 703-530-0070, or visit signsbytomorrow.com. And we thank them so much for their business.
From around the globe, across the nation, and looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Rolling Stone magazine's decision to put Zohar Tsarnaev, the accused Boston Marathon bomber, on the cover of its latest issue has ignited a firestorm of outrage online. I've seen this. Have you gotten a chance to look at the cover of Rolling Stone?
I hate it.
I don't think it's the picture itself. It's it's not that they just did it. They could have put a picture of the guy. They put his profile picture on. They gave him a rock star quality to this photograph, and I think that's what's causing people to go nuts.
You're not the first person I've heard say that, and it does. It looks like they've put like Adam Levine on the cover. I don't like it.
It's a photo that he put online himself, and it's been published widely by other media outlets. Many took exception to its prominent play in Rolling Stone, where the space is more often than not reserved for rock stars and
someone you're celebrating.
Yeah, and but you know what? As much as I hate to say this, if the people at Rolling Stone are following the Any Pub, Good Pub model, you know, people are talking about Rolling Stone today, and that's it. That's the way that
you know
type
what the pub should be is the magazine sucks and has for 10 years.
Might be inclined to agree with you on that one. Glee actor Corey Monteith, who had struggled for years with substance abuse.
Mike, it's pronounced Glee.
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 He once said he was lucky to be alive. He died of an overdose of heroin and alcohol. That's according to the British Columbia Coroner's Office. There is no evidence to suggest that Mr. Monteith's death has anything other than a most tragic accident associated with it.
31 years old.
He mixed booze and heroin, and you
never mix
that
them,
way.
Mike.
That's unfortunate.
Always separate.
But it is true. A Justin Bieber could face an always separate.
Always separate.
You just got me. I was a bit slow on that one. Oscar likes his in just a cocktail glass, but when he burns the heroin and he pours it in. How do you take your heroin?
Well, I do heroin on Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then
That's why you're so sleepy.
What's that? And every other day is, you know, just a little drink just to take the edge off.
All the sugar.
Justin Bieber could face a lawsuit from an Ohio man claiming the singer spat in his face.
Heard about this.
Classy kid.
The man is identified as a local DJ.
Of course.
That's the DJ spinning kind,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was a club DJ.
I know you were at Raffles, too.
Really, for any news source, when you're doing a story like this, when you say local DJ, put club in front of it.
Yeah.
A local club DJ. You know, those of us that have risen from club DJ to radio DJ, we like that.
Don't you prefer to be called a radio host, though?
I like radio host, or as I used to put on all of my applications, clown. That's what I did.
When you say DJ these days, people think that you like are mixing music.
Yeah.
Turntables.
Right.
or maybe that you're into dubstep. And they don't realize what you're doing is really a talk show host.
Well, wickety, here's the wickety, thing. Wickety is what they're thinking.
Well, and because of that, whenever I leave the house now, I wear a giant Jack in the Box head. How's that for 54?
Nice job,
baby. Thank you. Anyway, so the 19-year-old DJ, no, it's the pop star that's 19 years old, said it took place at a nightclub over the weekend. Here's the quote. I've been trying to construct a voice for this DJ, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber, like, spit in my face. It was in the VIP area. Two of Bieber's bouncers approached me and said I was trying to take pictures. He explained that the singer's bouncers took his phone to search for photos. Right there, that's BS.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It seemed to me, it's like, hey, dude, you know, give me my phone back. That's intimidation. He's a punk. We know Justin Bieber is a punk.
He's a bad lad.
Yeah, but unless he spit, like, in Skrillex's face, then really who cares?
Skrillex.
Yeah.
He called my mom something, called my dad something, called me something, and spit in my face, said the man. Justin Bieber has this happen all the time because he's a little dick.
Yeah, and you know what? Really we didn't even, I don't think we discussed earlier this week when he relieved himself in a mop bucket in a bathroom.
Heard about
or
that.
In a kitchen, in a restaurant or nightclub. Yeah.
He, you know, I worry about Justin Bieber because you don't hear.
Not me.
You don't hear about substance abuse with Justin Bieber that often. But
no.
He is making these ass moves, and I think he likes being, you know, with the entourage and the security. A Florida woman was arrested for reportedly leaving her children, ages 3 and 5, alone in a car while she attended a Lil Wayne concert.
Oh, well, at least it was probably evening then. Because Lil Wayne, most of his shows are at nightfall,
that's
right?
That's a hot ticket.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't do like the lunchtime get-together. Yeah. It's
Brittany Harris, 25, of West Palm Beach, was arrested July 14th on 2 counts of child neglect. According to Palm Beach County Sheriff's, an employee of the venue brought the kids to a deputy who said the children were left unattended for hours in a parking lot with approximately 9,000 people, including intoxicated persons. Officials said Harris confessed to leaving the kids in the car. The Florida Department of Child and Families was alerted to take custody of the children. The report said the lady was booked, and the source is where I get all my news source.
Where's that?
ClickOrlando.com.
Very nice. Now, what's the Florida? What was the agency that commented? The Florida Board.
It was the Florida Department of Child and Families.
I have a hunch that if you report that to the Florida Board, there they just say, "Yeah, not bad.
Hey, too good.
Yeah, yeah,
very good."
Did she crack a window?
Hey, would you like to hear about Aaron Hernandez and what he goes through now
yeah.
that he's in the lockup?
Yeah.
I talked about my ride along with Officer Meg.
Sure.
And how the scariest part of that entire ride along was seeing the lockup where they put these guys.
Right.
Here are the lowlights of Aaron Hernandez's life right now. As it is, he's charged obviously with the first degree murder of Odin Lloyd, and he's not just in prison, but he's confined to a special management unit. He is kept away from other inmates because of his high profile. He started off in the medical unit where they evaluated his health, his mental health,
right.
And the gang intelligence unit inspected his numerous tattoos for affiliations that might cause a dust up. I love that expression.
Isn't it wild?
A dust up in the prison.
Isn't it wild they have experts that can like look at tattoos and know what's going to cause trouble before it does?
When I was writing this story this morning, I felt as though when I explain what he goes through, that I should read it in the Jodie Foster Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, please do.
For 1 hour a day, you will be able to walk on the beach. You will be able... No, I'm sorry. For 1 hour a day, Aaron Hernandez gets to breathe fresh air and maybe get some sunshine amidst the chain link fencing, roof, and razor wire. He does sit-ups, knee bends, and push-ups on the concrete floor. That's according to prison authorities.
Yes.
For 21 hours per day, Hernandez is locked in a 7-foot by 10-foot single cell. There is no air conditioning. No television,
wow.
No coffee, no weight room. Hernandez's day begins at 6 a.m. when a slot in the doors is opened and his breakfast tray arrives. He gets one egg, a portion of grits, and he will get a small muffin square and a choice between milk or juice, but they have stopped serving juice. They are now providing the inmates, for cost-effective reasons, with Tang.
Well, that's,
wow. And you know what? That'll help keep him healthy.
I wonder if he's going to get not just muscle mass smaller, but smaller simply because who knows what he was doing outside of that.
Apparently, that's asked for more protein. They refused because he wants to continue to, his big and bulky mass.
Wow.
On another sports story, Mariano Rivera, we talked about this, was all set up to save his final All-Star game, or so it seemed. Jim Leyland just wasn't about to take that chance. This is a baseball thing, people. Summoned in the 8th inning to make certain he would pitch.
Right.
He soaked up a 90-second standing ovation and got 3 straight outs, helping the American League to a 3-0 victory over the National League on Tuesday night at Citi Field. there were a lot of people bitching about Jim Leland bringing him in. He had no choice. There's a chance if you don't bring him in, he's not going to be able to get to the game at all.
Right.
So there was no choice as far as Jim Leland was concerned. Mm-hmm. Baseball people know that. And now a little something something.
Perfect.
Though she was drunk and apparently on medication, deputies say Kimberly Jean Womack managed to articulate a few things when she pulled up to the McDonald's drive-through window at 6 a.m. Sunday morning.
Wow, it's the end of a long night, and that's where you want to head. Yeah. You know, I'm not ready to go home yet.
The first thing she said was,
like my body?
No, I'm sorry. She didn't say that. She said she wanted two Big Macs, and she wanted them for free.
Here's what I want.
She justified her demand, saying she did not like the burgers she had when she was there before, when an employee told her Big Macs weren't an option because it was breakfast time.
Oh, I want God. A womlet.
She switched her order to Egg McMuffins.
Still wanted them for free, though.
Of course she did.
And as the line grew, employees asked her to leave, and of course she refused.
Yeah.
Deputies were called, and Womack tested at 0.108% blood alcohol and told deputies she had taken Clonopin, that is an anti-anxiety medication used to treat seizure disorders.
Well, you know, at least she'll be calm.
Rob, you're going to love the end of this story.
Yes.
This is just for you.
Yeah.
Womack was arrested on a charge of driving under the influence. She was booked into the Land O'Lakes jail, where she was given a black wig and a Pocahontas costume. Take a break. Come back with the audio vault on the Mike O'Mara Show right here. It's really the name of the jail.
That's a great jail.
Just my baby left me, never said a word.
Welcome to the Land O'Lakes jail.
Remember, you could cut out her knees and make them look
make boobs.
Yeah, you can make boobs.
This segment of the program is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services LLC, the people who bring you this show every weeknight on 102.9 WTNT for a free life insurance quote. Visit Smart Term or call at smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you. Encore will compare rates to help you save. License and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Be sure to thank them for sponsoring TMOS Encore Insurance Services at smartterm.com. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, July 17, 2013.
Where's the week going?
I don't know.
Thank you for opening the thing. Obviously, we talked about the All-Star game already. Did you enjoy the national anthem, Candace Glover from American Idol?
You know, the only blemish on an otherwise pretty great night, I thought she was terrible.
Yeah, me too.
Horrible.
And I can't put my finger on it. I think she was
loud.
She was loud. She was true to the melody, but there was too much technique, not enough substance, I think.
It was. And incidentally, how far American Idol has fallen.
I know.
I had no idea who they were talking about.
Me neither.
I mean, because I don't watch the show anymore.
Is she getting murdered for this?
I don't think she's getting murdered for it, but a lot of people immediately were responding to it. I like when the guys get the old white guys that go, sing the song!
Yeah, you know what? You really can't.
Sing the song!
You really can't get murdered if you remember the words.
Okay.
Because they just sort of leave it be, but I don't think it was that great. I thought Mark Anthony did good, though. He did okay. Right. Of course, the best vocal performance last night belongs to Tim McCarver quoting Metallica.
How about the chorus to Enter Sandman? Exit light, enter night. Take my hand, we're off to Never Never Land.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
That's right. So look for this at a
one of my favorite songs of all time, incidentally.
Look for this at a dance club in the near future. I call it McCarver-talica.
Exit light.
Yeah, it's good.
Enter night. Take my hand. We're off to Never Never Land. Not bad.
Not bad. You know, he loves rock and roll music.
In my wildest dreams, I would love to be able to drum like that.
Yeah,
I really would.
That's a great record.
God,
it really, really is. Yeah. And you know what? It'll be a great record to play, Mike, at Spring Break.
Spring Break.
Spring Break. Spring Break. Forever.
Now, the reason I bring that up is I mentioned earlier that he was based, the James Franco character, based on a real guy.
Mm-hmm.
James Franco's character is named, anyone remember?
I don't.
Alien.
Alien.
But he's based on a real rapper and reality TV star, so-called, called Riff Raff.
And a brilliant man.
Well, let's hear what Riff Raff has to say, because Riff Raff is suing the makers of Spring Breakers. I don't think he really knows who he's suing, but he knows why he's suing them.
Right.
He wants some money.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I'm saying? I haven't been compensated for the Spring Breakers interactment yet. You know what I mean? So know, with the James Franco and whatnot, we're, you know what I mean, we're seeking $8 to $10 million right now.
So you're in a suit with Franco because he owes you $8 to $10 million for the movie?
Not necessarily James Franco, but who you know what I mean, that there's a lump sum.
Okay.
That's made per movie.
Okay.
You know, James Franco's cool. He dropped 4 or 5 movies a year. He has the money. It's not about him.
Of course.
You know what I mean? I just need my money. It's like if I have a front yard you're planting soil and you're planting trees and building teachers and how.
Yeah. If you have a front yard, let me just write this down.
Yeah, please. You'll want to know this for court.
I want to make sure I get the legal precedent. Yeah. If you're planting soil.
If you're planting soil,
go
and
out to your
trees in the soil.
Plant soil.
You need to plant, and there's trees in the soil, Mike, and they yield peaches.
And selling parking lots on my property, then I deserve to be compensated for some portion of that money.
Yes, if you're selling parking lots on his soil.
Yeah.
Planting peaches? I'm totally confused.
Mike, you're not a legal guy.
Right.
This is just plain as the nose
on
your
face. Let me just write this down.
All right, you want to start it from the front?
If you are planting soil and whatnot,
peaches
parking lot.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, with the James Franco and whatnot, we're seeking $8 to $10 million right now.
Now, how about this guy?
Yeah.
This guy gets a movie based on him.
Right.
A hit movie.
Spraying Bright. And it's a great performance.
Yes.
Because he captures the moronitude.
Maybe this guy should have played himself.
Riff Raff.
Yeah, that's right. And maybe you've got soil and you're planting your soil.
Spraying Bright.
Guess who is healthier than ever before?
Oprah?
Mama June.
Mama June?
Don't you know who this is?
Is that like Uncle June?
No, you'll know it when you hear the voice.
It's Honey Boo Boo?
It's Honey Boo Boo's mother.
That's her name, Mama June?
Mama June. And you know what? The tape is not playing, but luckily,
all right.
I have some visual evidence here. She's lost 100 pounds.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And look how great she looks.
Looks like she changed her t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now I think we'll play now. Here we go.
Do I feel better? Yes, in a way. I'm more happier with myself than I was back then. I'm just as happy with myself now as I was then. I've always been outgoing. I've always looked at it this way. You like me, you like me. If you don't, you don't. Don't look at me. Now, lately, you know, you see a lot of men who like thick girls.
How sad is it that you'd lose 100 pounds and still look like that?
What is
you know, she could lose another 100 pounds and still talk like that.
She sounds like she has emphysema.
Yeah. You're not a fan?
Spring break.
Yeah.
I'd like to go on spring break with her.
Oh, and see her soil?
I'll stay home.
Don't want to see her peaches.
See her parking lot.
Yeah,
now, you talked earlier today about Al Roker saying, you know, screaming, look at me with his peach colored jacket.
Yeah, my point is, look, Al Roker is Al Roker, and he's a hardworking guy. And
I'd love to like him. I really would too.
But Al Roker, you know, why do you have to scream, look at me? And I just think that, you know, you got the gig, man. You got the job. That's just the way I look at Al Roker.
I think he said something today. I don't know if he's going to get called on it or not. Did you see any of the horrifying footage of the flooding in China?
No, I did not.
I mean, really bad stuff. People are literally fishing in the street. Bridges are being taken out, and I think he was a little too excited to get to the footage. Just maybe I'm the only one who thought he misspoke here.
Congratulations to the American League. Yeah. A big win last night. That's they get home field.
Congratulations to everyone who sat in the heat, watched it, lived to tell.
Yeah. That's right. And congratulations to our friends in China who have to deal with some massive flooding.
Congratulations.
Such a ham-handed segue.
It's so horrible.
That's all they have to do, incidentally.
I know.
That's off the prompter is segue into the and congratulations.
A picture of a bridge being destroyed, and he's congratulating
incidentally,
them.
Incidentally, I wrote this down today, and I want to cover this right now, just very, very briefly here. We really are not saying anything. We have become so complacent when it comes to our heat waves here.
Yes.
That we're in another massive heat wave, and my feeling now is that, another heat wave. We just accept it now, and when you're, you know, going to hear people bitching about climate change is when we get that kind of stuff that's happening in China. It can happen here.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's really something that has to be addressed. And and people in this country, like, the only time it's really going to get relevant is when you get weather anomalies on a consistent basis. I'm talking serious flooding, serious storms every single year, and that starts to happen. And I hope we get our act together before that. What are you laughing at?
Says the man who just got an SUV.
I am talking about about the fact that it is not
one car family, though.
I've cut my carbon footprint
you
in
have,
half.
And you know
corrected.
What?
And I'm recycling.
I read on Facebook, yes. We're not allowed to complain because we're going to have water for the next 5 days.
No, but
and the people that have the water main break are going into a 100-degree heat wave with no water for 5 days in the
PG
D.C.
County,
and this speaks to me to the people that are still denying that this. Do you deny that this exists? You
oh,
don't.
No,
you,
no, no. I've been hugging the tree for the last 10 years.
And it's just, don't you think the majority of Americans are going to probably really complain about their leaders? And I'm not talking about me and my SUV. Yeah. I'm talking about the leaders taking action on restrictions on these emissions.
That's why I get so excited about these electric cars.
Yep.
It's not simply and I'm talking about, look, I'm talking about the Prius. I'm talking about the Ford Fusion.
Yeah. Right.
All these cars out there, if you can charge, and I know that it's fossil fuels, and I know it still causes pollution, but the overall footprint is much less than what we're doing right now.
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
And we're going to, my feeling on it, we're going to have to be told. Like little kids.
Oh, we're gonna have to
be told how to behave, and that's what I want.
Well, you know what? We're up against the clock. I just want to say congratulations to the people of China.
Right.
And that is your magic.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay, Rob. We're done. Gotta get out of here. Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak. Thank you. Just a little environmental message from the Mike O'Meara Show to all of you.
We're so green.
we are green. Hey, we gotta get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by Personal Capital. Baby Watch. Doctor said maybe 2 days.
Oh, boy.
We're not sure. I'll keep you posted, and you'll hear it here first, ladies and gentlemen, or maybe second or third. but I'll let you know what's going on with the baby watch. Got to get out of here. Bye-bye. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
Swab.
Please remember that today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. When you shop Amazon, please shop through the show. Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon for all your online shopping needs.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.